It's the 90s to now with John Deering.
What is the 90s to now? It's my weekly radio show on 100.9 2BACR Sydney. It's about the news, music, and talking about the 90s to now. Thanks for listening to my podcast, where we feature some of the musicians and interesting people that I interview each week. Now, this week, I'm talking to a guy called James Franklin. His music is really, really, really nice. You'll love it. I'm happy to say he's joining me now. We're going to discuss his new song, and we're going to have a listen to some new songs from his just new recent album release. Hi, James. Thank you for joining us here on the 90s to now.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Now, tell us a little bit about who James Franklin, the musician, is. Firstly, when did you start to learn, play music and sing?
Sure. Well, I kind of started, I grew up with a musical father, so I kind of always had music in the house, and growing up I kind of tried to write little songs, you know. When I was about 7 years old, I'd write little funny things, but nothing ever really came from that. I never really pursued it until I was about 12 or 13 years old, when as a exam kind of thing in school, we had to show up to school as a famous person, and I showed up as Drake Bell, who was from my favourite show at the time, Drake and Josh. Mm-hmm. He was a musician, so I learnt the theme song on guitar and played it for the class, and that was pretty much it. For some reason, I don't know what it was, the clapping of the people in my class, the people who liked it, that was it. I just kept playing after that. So yeah, 12 years old was when I kind of took it seriously and started to really practice and write songs, yeah.
Oh, great. So do you still remember your first song you wrote? That was it any good?
It was surprisingly okay. I do have a recording of it that my dad did at the time, just called You and Me, Sitting in the Tree Watching the Birds and the Bees, just kind of, you know, nonsensical, but it was all right. And then
great.
And then yeah, when I got to 12 or 13, I started writing kind of more punkish songs, because that was kind of what I was into at the time, and those are kind of, they're funny to look back on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, also not bad for first songs, I think.
No. And now, how many people are in your band? It was obviously you, but do you have others in the band? Or
yeah, it's a 5-piece band, including me. I play acoustic guitar and sing, and then I have an electric guitar player, keyboard player, bass player, and a drummer.
Okay, so it's a cool, great little band, isn't it?
Yeah, no, they're all great players, very lucky to play with them.
Now, you've just released a brand new album. What's its name? And I'm assuming it's only just come out, hasn't it?
Yeah, so the album's called Kid. Yeah, just got released at the end of last month. And we just did a bunch of shows up your way and through Victoria as well, to promote it. But yeah, it's on all the streaming services and all that. Yeah, it's called Kid.
Okay, and we're going to play a number of songs from them, including your latest single. But first, let's tell us a little about Who Hangs the Moon. What is that about? And actually, before you tell us about that, I meant to ask you, what is your music style? What do you call yourself? Is it pop? Is it rock? Is it...
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of been called pop/soul, which I've kind of just stuck with over the years, because you know, I guess there's elements of that in my music, but there's also elements of country and rock and blues. But yeah, I call myself pop soul and everything, because that's what I usually get in interviews and reviews and all that.
Okay.
But this next track, Who Hangs the Moon, is one of my more country-ish tracks. Yeah.
All right. Well, and what's it about? What's about Who Hangs the Moon? What are we doing to the poor moon?
Yeah. Well, it was about one night. I was kind of going through YouTube and finding all these strange videos and falling into a bit of a void, and I end up finding this series called My Last Days, which is quite sad and sounds quite sad, but it's about people with terminal illnesses, and it kind of documents their last days.
Oh.
But it also is quite hopeful, and you know, there's a lot of happiness in that, as weird as it sounds. But this this woman was terminally ill, and she wanted to marry her husband before she passed. And in one of the cutscenes, she said that when I go, I hope he knows that to me, he was the man who hung the moon.
Okay.
So that stuck with me, and I wrote this song about that.
Let's have a listen to it on the 90s to now. To now, and that's Who Hangs the Moon, and it's my guest James Franklin, and he's still with me. James, I just love your the way you play that guitar. It just sounds amazing.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, I love guitar sounds. Everybody likes guitar, but just those little picking away sounds
amazing.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, that's the only nylon string guitar on the album is on that track. So yeah.
Oh, great. Now, tell us, now this is, what number EP is this one, and what were, how many before?
So this is my first album, first full album.
Yep.
Before that, I've released two prior EPs, one called The Laundry Room Mixtape and one called Pumpkin Pie. So yeah, they're both on all the streaming platforms as well. And, you know, they're kind of good ways to chronicle the progress of myself as an artist, but yeah, there's still song, you know, my songs on there, so still what I classify as good songs on there, and yeah, just different stuff as I've kind of moved through the years.
Yeah, okay. Now, question for you: has your music changed, like from the very first one, obviously from Pumpkin Pie, Laundry Room Mixtape, to say the new one?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like it's a more kind of rounded sound. This album felt like the first project that I kind of was able to shape and form into something that was special and a whole product, a whole kind of piece of art. The other ones were are great, but that was just a way of me kind of trying to get my music out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I just chucked a couple of songs out, and people like those as well. But this is kind of my first, what I would say, work of art and body of art to be presented as a whole.
Oh, good for you. Okay, next song off the album we're going to play is called Who Let Our People Cry. Now, that sounds like it could be quite sad. What's that one about?
Well, that one's about kind of when I was kind of just going through social media and looking at the comment sections of posts, and I just kind of observed how we now have the ability to talk and comment and make suggestions and give advice on everything, even when sometimes we don't truly know what we're talking about. So this song's kind of just a reminder to myself and also just a reminder to other people that it's cool just to admit that you don't know and you want to learn about things rather than just coming up with a split-second decision and judgment based on, you know, just one simple Facebook post or Twitter thing, you know. Just a reminder to just take your time to form a conclusion.
Okay, here it is on the 90s to now. It is the 90s to now, and we are listening to some fantastic music. My Aussie Artist of the Week is James Franklin, and that one was called Why Let Our People Cry. And you're absolutely right, James. One person puts a Facebook post on, totally made up of their own mind, and everybody goes, that's the way it is.
Yep. Yep.
It's amazing.
It catches like a virus.
Absolutely does. Wow, that's pretty cool. Now, the music, you've just put this out. You've done a bit of touring. You probably did that about the right time, didn't you?
Yes. Well, I did have a flight booked to America in about a month's time, but that is no more. But yeah, we just finished up the Victorian and New South Wales part of the tour, which was great. We played a great bunch of shows with the band. Some as a duo, but yeah, it was really good. a lot of people came out. It was fun.
Oh, good for you. Now, we're going to play a couple more tracks of yours, and we'll go with Peace, Love and Freedom. What are we talking about with that song?
This song was written during the same-sex marriage plebiscite in Australia, and there was lots of young people kind of at the forefront of that discussion and at the front of the marches, and I found that to be inspiring at the time to see young people kind of leading the way to a more equal future, and I wanted to kind of capture that moment and kind of not only give it an anthem but kind of write it down in history, because I feel like music has a great way of capturing history, as we've seen from like Irish folk music, has a great way of telling the story that I think is almost more important than just reading what happened in a book or in a news article. So I kind of wanted to do that for that moment in time.
Okay, here it is on the 90s to now. No. 100.9 TBACR, and I'm with James still, and that one was called, what was that name song called, James?
That was Peace, Love and Freedom.
Yeah, really cool track too. Now, touring. I'm assuming touring has to stop at the moment, does it?
Yeah, everything. I mean, as we've seen in the media, all festivals and so many of the, lots of artists just have to kind of come to a standstill, and that's something that I'm facing. I had a ticket booked to go over to America and play some shows, but that is unfortunately not happening anymore. So, at the moment, it's kind of, just the same as everyone else, just waiting for more updates to see what the future is going to hold, and then hopefully sometime soon we'll have an idea of when we can start putting on shows again. But yeah, unfortunately for the moment, it's paused.
Yeah, everything's paused. It's quite sad, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I think the entertainment industry is going through some big issues, I think.
Yeah, no, it's hard, but
necessary, unfortunately.
Yep.
Okay, well, we've got one more track of yours. I'm going to thank you very much for coming on, James. It's been an absolute pleasure having you. Thanks for giving up some time on the show.
That's all right. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Now, the current single out is called Ordinary Friends. What are we talking about there? Is it someone you don't like?
Well, no, actually. It's kind of the opposite. I do this thing, and a few other people have told me that they do the same thing, but, sometimes we enter a venue, a pub or a train or a cafe, and we sit down and we see a beautiful person across the way. Sometimes you have a short conversation, and I do this thing, and I think many people do, where in your head you kind of imagine, just like that, the infatuation kicks in, and you imagine you together with this person and and the future that it holds, and then the train doors open and they leave, and you're left standing there and just forever remain ordinary friends.
Oh, wow, that's excellent. Well said. By the way, just before I play your track, I'm just going to say your music is available everywhere good digital music is, I'm assuming.
Yep, that's it. So, all streaming sites, yep.
Yeah, check it out. Well, thank you very much, James. That's James Franklin, and we're going to go out with Ordinary Friends on here on the Aussie Artist of the Week.
The 90s to now. Heard on 100.9 2BACR every Tuesday night from 7. Also, check out the 90s to now Facebook and Instagram pages to find out more.